Numbers 11:19, which is relevant to us here because this is the chapter that is directly parallel to Acts chapter 6 and 7. And here, we didn't read this before, but Moses was complaining because the people were trying to kill him because, you know, they ran out of this food or they didn't have any quail to eat. And Moses said in verse 15, I'll start with verse 14. I am not able to bear all this people alone because it's too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. Now, when he says kill me, that's the same word. Lift me off, you know, get me out of here. So that same word is used here in Acts chapter 8, verse 1. Saul was consenting unto his liftoff. I believe that it's prophetic insofar as Stephen was operating in the first work of Christ. It was his death because the first dove and the first goat had to die. But underlying this whole thing, you have this word which really prophesies of the second work of Christ, which is the harpazo, the catching away. And in that sense, you find that he becomes a type of the second work of Christ as well. So he's part of these two witnesses. Next time we'll deal with chapter 8. It's the subject of Philip and his activities, which really does give us a picture of what the second work of Christ is all about and the principles on which it's based. This is probably more relevant to us because we're living at this end of the age where this is the work that we are about to do and even already are involved in to some extent. We'll pick that up next time, God willing.